From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Pritzker Pavilion at Millennium Park in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. We are, in fact, gathered today at Millennium Park in downtown Chicago, and we are here to celebrate our hometown, Chicago, Illinois. Other cities may have the financial titans or the movie stars or those mountains and oceans we've heard are somewhat impressive to look at, but we have got something better. We have got a guy who will fly to your city, wherever you are, and indict your sorry behind. I'm talking, of course, about the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Illinois and one-time special counsel in the Valerie Plame case, Mr. Patrick Fitzgerald. He will be making a rare public appearance, one of the first after the end of the Scooter Libby case, on our show when he comes to play Not My Job later on. But first, it is your turn, of course. Give us a call. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Bill from Harpers Ferry, West Virginia.
Hey, how are things at Harpers Ferry?
Oh, lovely.
It's lovely. Okay, well, that's good. Well, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to writer, performer, and author of the novel Schrodinger's Ball, Mr. Adam Felber, right there.
Hello.
Hello.
Also, say hello to one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hello, Roxanne.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you all.
And lastly, say hello to a humorist and the author of the book, Long Time Leaving, Dispatches from Up South, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr. Well, Bill, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Now, you're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle right now is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice on your home answering machine.
Wow, thank you.
Isn't it? That's Southern manners. He hasn't even won yet. He's thanking. All right, here we go. Here is your first quote.
I haven't had a pajama party or a sleepover in a long time. It'll be a good experience.
Now, that was Nebraska Senator Ben Nelson. Earlier this week, he was expressing his joyful anticipation over what big event in the Senate?
The filibuster.
Right, the all-night filibuster. Very good. Now, the point of the all-night filibuster was, in fact, to force the Republicans to actually appear for quorum calls and vote against cloture on the debate over the Defense Department reauthorization, specifically the amendment over Iraq withdrawal. And if that makes you confused and unhappy and disoriented, well, now you know how 95-year-old Senator Robert Byrd felt at 3 a.m. Wednesday morning. Now, there was a lot of complaining about the event from both parties. We thought we'd get some hints on how to improve it for next time. Joining us now is Julie Lavender, author of Sleepovers for Kids, Fun Activities, Themes, and Ideas for Overnight Parties for Boys or Girls. Ms. Lavender, welcome to Wait, Wait.
Hello.
Hello, great to have you with us.
Thank you.
So the Senate had their big all-night party. It didn't go so well. They were complaining and cranky. Morning roll around. We're wondering, so what would your advice be the next time they want to have a mixed gender sleepover in the Senate?
Well, now, our church occasionally has lock-ins for our youth, and the way our youth minister handles this is that he keeps them so busy with games, activities, and scavenger hunts that they just really don't have time to sleep or get cranky.
Really? Games, activities, and scavenger hunts?
That's right.
Okay.
You call them lock-ins? Is that?
Yes, we call them lock-ins.
What are
Or occasionally they call them lockouts, and then they just keep them so busy all night long they never even light anywhere for any amount of time.
All right. You've got 100 senators. They're all locked in the Senate chambers. What kind of games and activities would you suggest for them?
Well, they need something to keep them moving, because if you ever settle down, that's when you're going to realize just how sleepy you are. So
that's
for a good sleepover, I recommend having activities to last all night long and keep them busy. So I think one fun activity is, you could have a beach party kind of theme.
Oh, yeah.
And grab a beach volleyball.
Sure.
And stack up the, stretch out the cots that have been brought in. You could even spread beach towels across them for effect. And let that be your net. And then play volleyball. It could even be the Republicans against the Democrats, and you could see who lasts the longest.
I can't believe Ted Kennedy didn't suggest that.
I know.
Well, what if some bad boys from a rival Senate come up on their motorcycles and want to start fights?
You mean like from Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's why you lock the doors.
Lock them in.
Julie Lavender is the author of Sleepovers for Kids, Fun Activities, Themes, and Ideas for Overnight Parties for Boys or Girls. Thank you so much, and we'll be sure to check with you in time for the next filibuster.
I'll be available.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Lavender. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Roxanne, you were there. Was it all for show? Did it have any point?
Listen, anytime you have senators in beds and no hookers, I'm happy.
There you go. It's an improvement. Bill, you still with us?
Yes, sir. I sure am.
All right, sir. Here is your next quote.
Oh, as it turns out, they're not on the run.
That was New York Times columnist Maureen Dowd. She was giving a pithy, brief summary of the National Intelligence Estimate. Who, it turns out, is not on the run, but doing just fine. Thank you very much.
Al-Qaeda.
Exactly, Al-Qaeda. Remember,
who was that hand for?
No, they're not. They're applauding for Bill. They're applauding.
Okay, that's right.
Remember, we know. Yeah. Remember the national intelligence estimate from the summer of 01, the one titled Bin Laden Determined to Strike America? Well, the good news is that this summer they saved a lot on printing by just handing it out again. The latest national intelligence estimate says that Al-Qaeda is as strong as it ever was. They credit the organization's resurgence to a low-carb diet and lots of Pilates classes in their caves. Oh, and the fact that we invaded Iraq.
Oh, okay.
When asked about this at a press briefing, the president's Homeland Security advisor, Fran Townsend, said, sure, when you, quote, harass Al-Qaeda, as we're doing in Afghanistan and Iraq, and when you, quote, poke them, of course they're going to poke back. The White House then announced their new initiative. Instead of just harassing and poking Al-Qaeda, now we're going to go further. We're going to annoy and infuriate them. How are we going to do that? We're going to force them to attend White House press briefings. All right, Bill, here is your last quote.
Yes, sir.
For those people who say, come on, Jim, how does it end? It's like parents who say, there's a surprise gift for you in the next room. It's a bicycle.
That was British actor Jim Dale explaining why he was refusing to talk despite being one of the first people to know how what ends.
The Harry Potter books.
Of course, the Harry Potter books. Very good. Jim Dale, of course, is the man who became famous, we hope for his sake, rich, doing the popular audiobooks of all the Harry Potter series. And he got to find out how the last book in the series, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, ends when he read the whole thing out loud into a microphone. Now, of course, now that the book is out, everybody agrees the ending, just terrific. When Ginny and Cho Chang drive a Cadillac convertible right over into the Grand Canyon. Or much to the chagrin of Joey, Hermione decides to move in with Ross. That was moving.
I can't wait.
But my favorite part, the most satisfying part, is when Harry Potter finally whacks Tony Soprano.
I just love that moment at the very end when he wakes up in bed with Suzanne Plachet.
Carl, how did Bill do in our quiz?
Bill had a great game, Peter. He had three correct answers. So, Bill, you win our prize. Congratulations.
Well done.
Thank you.
Bill, thank you.
Thank you, sir. It was a pleasure.